Welcome back. I am Dr. Kenyatta Starks, the host of the Leadership Identity Podcast.
All right, Dr. Starks. Well, it's really nice to be back talking to you about your ebook, 7 Steps to Recover from Burnout. Really not necessarily exciting topic for those who are dealing with burnout, because I've been there. But what I'm excited about is the fact that you have actual steps to help people recover. And I feel like most importantly, to define the next part of their career. Mm-hmm. So step 2 in your ebook is talking about identifying your burnout factors. I really keyed in on the language that you have here in your book, where you talk about how when you understand the factors, it accelerates the healing process. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Also, thank you for having me. I always enjoy spending time with you. I will say that, you know, sometimes we walk around and we don't realize what is the issue. Like, why are we in the space and feeling the burnout? And the more that you can say, it is because I have unclear expectations. It is because it's a dysfunctional work environment. It is because I'm not being recognized and being treated fairly. That helps you to then say, what do I need to do for me to either correct this, or what is the support that I would need to get better, to be able to stay in this space and continue to be successful?
Love that. What is the support that I will need to remain in this space and be successful? Yes. So I like how you did this here, because you talked about how there are general burnout factors for the average general person in the population: unclear job expectations, no recognition or reward for your efforts. A lot of people are in a very dysfunctional, chaotic work environment. But then, and I like this one too, you're feeling like you don't really have any control over your job. But then folks, you went into the ones that are specific to leaders of color, people of color. Can you talk to us a little more about these factors that are specific to people of color?
Yes. I can talk very well because there's things that I have experienced. And so, and I think sometimes, again, we sit in spaces and we become burnout with things that we feel like we have to actually deal with. And it goes into like leadership identity, and you'll hear more about that. But it is important for us to know and understand when we sit at the table, some of the things that we may have to encounter. Right. So when we think about the racist slights, right, like some people may look at us and look at our appearance and may think we're not the person that should actually be sitting at the table. Are we actually suited for this job and this title that we were given? We go into roles and we can be doing the same role as a person of non-color, and we can be doing more than one job, or they're actually doing the job that's in the job description. Right. And so even though we work hard, there's also a lack of professional advancement unless you actually know somebody. We don't get to move up in spaces for the work that we've actually done. Right. And then the inability to establish boundaries without retaliation. So what does that look like for us? Right. And so I've experienced all of this, and it is hard. And what it does to you is it brings you down. It makes you believe that you are not good enough for the job, that maybe you shouldn't be sitting in the seat. Right. And we got this thing called imposter syndrome. Right. And sometimes that happens to us as people of color. But we have to know and believe in ourselves that we can actually do this. But guess what? Being able to do that will burn you totally out, especially if you've never experienced it. You have no support system, and you have no way of identifying really what the burnout factor is. So it is so critical that you know and understand that. And I'm excited to be able to share this with you so that you won't have to go through the things that I had to go through.
No doubt. As the young people say, all facts. True indeed. Now, you said something that I don't think I ever thought about before. So we have these conversations going on about imposter syndrome. It seems like you were alluding to the fact, or kind of saying, that you could develop imposter syndrome as a result of burnout. I don't think I've ever talked about that in that dynamic. Tell us a little bit about that. Is that true? Can you develop it due to burnout?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You can develop it a lot of ways, but that's one of the main ways, because then you start believing that you are not deserving of where you are. You are not deserving to sit in the seat that you're sitting in, because you are surrounded by people who, again, don't respect you and acknowledge you for your work and the person that you are. And it's easy to happen. And guess what we do? And I don't know if I mentioned this in the first session, but we sit at those tables a lot of time because we need our jobs. We're not financially stable to walk away and say, hey, I'm done. Right. And we do not establish the boundaries. So that also goes back to, who are you as a leader? What do you believe in? What are your morals and values? And if you don't know that, you sit there, you take it, and you become burnt out, and you become this person that you're not.
Wow. You're dropping some heavy jewels. I wish I had had this information when I was in corporate. But one thing that I continue to remember, I always say that, oh, I wish I knew this one. But even as a small business owner, we have burnout, right? You could experience burnout. I guess the factors are a little bit different because you're running your own business. But yeah, burnout can show up as a small business owner as well. Now, I want to get to this. I know you are actively out here coaching and consulting leaders across the country. And I wanted to ask you, when you're working one-on-one with a school leader, or it might be a leader from another industry, have you ever had to help someone work through burnout before you could get to their actual work?
Absolutely. That's every leader that I'm working with now. Mm-hmm. In education, burnout is probably the number one reason that people are leaving the field, right? Especially now. So yes, like getting them to prioritize what's really important and making sure there's a balance between their personal and work life. Example, when you take a vacation day, that's a vacation day. You don't need to meet. You don't need to check email. Put in out of the office, and that's what it is. And so, so many times we don't do that. I just had a principal who went to visit family, and she said, well, are we meeting? I said, are you on vacation? Yes, then we're not meeting, right? So it's like setting the boundaries for anybody that you need to set them for, even if it's your direct manager or supervisor. When you set those boundaries, most of the time they will respect and understand that. But yes, that is the first thing that I try to work with them on. Because of my experience, I need them to understand the balance and having that balance and still being successful at the work that you do every single day.
I love it. Yeah, those boundaries are super important. So yeah, I thought that you did do that work with people. It makes sense. Most leaders are burned out, especially in the school environment. And yeah, having to establish those boundaries, the vacation situation I see all the time, people working on, I've definitely done it, feeling like you have to do it, right? You already have people questioning your leadership and your what you're doing on a job. Now you go on vacation and you're worried about people kind of getting in the mix and making you look bad, right? So I like the fact that you're establishing, look, you have to set those boundaries or you'll be doing this your entire career. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite chapters in this ebook, which is step three. And in step three, you're talking about directly addressing. So we talked about, you know, identifying, we talked about what burnout is. Now it's like, okay, it's time to show up and actually address these burnout factors. And this is dope how you got this, because you're not just saying to address them. You're giving people some questions to ask so that they can actually do it. Any of these that you want to kind of highlight in this directly addressing burnout conversation?
I think for me, number four, like analyze the corporate culture. Are you being led or managed? Is the work draining your leader or both? And I say that because people don't leave jobs, they leave bosses. And so most of the time when you are burning out, it is because the organization that you are in is probably not being led effectively. And so making sure that you are answering that question very, very honestly and identifying what is the issue. Is it really your manager or supervisor, or is it the work, or is it both? right? Because it could be both. And so sometimes we also get into burnout because we're just not interested in the work that we're doing. We keep going around in this cycle. And especially for school leaders, we're not seeing improvement in student outcomes or morale in the building. And so that can also make a difference in the trajectory in that building and how soon you actually go into burnout.
That is heavy. That is heavy. Yeah. I don't think a lot of people think about that, but sure. Yes. Number four. So if you've got the book in your hand, and a lot of people do have this in their hand at this point, analyze your corporate culture. Now, going up to number one, we talked about listing the factors that you feel are causing you to experience burnout. We talked about, you know, which factors are you experiencing just as a person of color. But number three jumps out at me as well. It's like, okay, I've identified what's going on. I'm ready to address it. Now I can, and this is a jewel. Now I can try to identify people within my organization that I feel like can help me with my findings. There may be a company resource to assist you, or you might need to engage a Dr. Starks to help you. What I want you to please talk about here is, do you find that sometimes school leaders have to invest in themselves in terms of coaching versus going through the school district or the school?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is an area I feel in education that we should do better with leaders. I know we always say teachers need coaching. They need, so does the leader. Like, it starts at the top. And so really making sure that, that we are absolutely able to do that. And I will tell you this, when you sign up for a job, you ask for that support. My last position as the CEO of Empower Community Schools, that was a requirement for me. I wanted a coach. I wanted support because I knew that would help me to have a trajectory of not being burnt out as quickly as I would have without the additional support that was needed.
Approach to your situation versus just saying, hey, I've got this issue I need to try to work out. I love that. So in our next episode, we're going to talk about developing a self-care ritual. But as we wrap up here, Dr. Starks, can you give us some final thoughts about embracing your burnout factors?
Embrace it. Love yourself. Know that you are the prize. Make sure that you understand what you need to do to take care of you. I want you to download the ebook. Take some time, get you a glass of wine, read it. I think that you will definitely benefit from some of the things that are in the book, if not all. And just make sure that you know your plan. And we'll talk about step four in the next episode, but make sure you know your plan to take care of self, because that's important. And I think we miss that a lot. So thank you for joining us. I'm excited about continuing these conversations with you, Eric, and with the audience.
All right. That's awesome. So you all heard it. Go get the ebook. There's a link on Dr. Stark's LinkedIn profile. She also has a strong Facebook presence and Instagram. So you can find that link at all three locations. Download the ebook. And then Dr. Starks, as you take us out of here, say I'm going through the ebook and I'm like, okay, this is all resonating with me. I'm ready to do this work, but I don't think I can do it alone. I need some help. Can you talk to us a little bit about what services you offer to help people implement some of the things that are in this ebook?
Yes. So thank you for that. One of the things is that if you're looking to do something for your individual self, you should send me an email, or you can DM me on any social media page. My email is kstarks@starksconsults.com. If you're looking for something for your entire school, you see that your teachers are burnt out or your leaders are burnt out, we can talk about a group session, professional learning around how they can actually implement this and do some exercises with them to make sure that they know and understand the importance of taking care of themselves.
All right, you all, you got the opportunity to reach out to Dr. Starks and take control of the situation. We will talk to you all in the next chapter or step number 4.